From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The debate over gay marriage reached the California Supreme Court today. The court heard oral arguments on whether the mayor of San Francisco overstepped his authority last February when he authorized marriage licenses for same-sex couples. Some 4,000 couples got those licenses, even though state law prohibits gay marriage. But Mayor Gavin Newsom has maintained that the law violates the state constitution's guarantee of equal protection. NPR's Richard Gonzalez attended today's proceedings, and he joins us now from San Francisco. Richard, what was the scope of the arguments today before the California Supreme Court?
Well, Melissa, the legality of same-sex marriage was argued on very, very narrow grounds. It's important to say at the outset that the justices were not concerned with the constitutionality of gay marriage. That was not their task today. Instead, the question before them was whether Mayor Gavin Newsom exceeded his authority in granting the marriage licenses.
Now, we have some tape from today's hearing. Let's first go to the argument from the state of California. Here is Deputy Attorney General Timothy Muscat.
Here we had city officials, in defiance of clear state laws, deciding for themselves, based on their own subjective concerns of the Constitution, that they are not only going to not enforce an existing statute, but they're going to go one step further. They're going to effectively rewrite the statute and implement a statutory scheme that does not exist.
Richard, what else did the Deputy Attorney General have to say?
Well, Mr. Muscat added that Mayor Newsom, in presuming to act within the authority of the state and federal constitution, was in effect leaving the legislature and the courts out of the debate on same-sex marriage.
Well, now we have the city's response, or at least part of it. This is Chief Deputy City Attorney Therese Stewart before the court today.
There's a time-honored rule that has governed our constitutional democracy from the time that it began, and Judge Easterbrook put it this way. All public officials owe their allegiance to the Constitution first, federal laws second, and state laws third.
Stewart also was citing several cases dating back to the 1896 in which she said that local officials have refused to enforce a state law and then were later backed up by state Supreme Courts or even the U.S. Supreme Court. But her arguments did not seem to persuade many of the justices.
Well, what are the options before the court if that's the case? I mean, could all of those marriage licenses be nullified if the justices agree that the mayor of San Francisco overstepped his bounds?
Well, they may not be nullified, but that probably is what's going to happen. There are many legal experts here who think that there's just no way the court will find that Mayor Newsom was acting within his authority. We have a state law here that says state administrative agencies may not defy an established state statute. Unless an appellate court has found that the law is unconstitutional, and it's clear that no state appellate court has ruled on this issue yet. So as for the marriages, the Attorney General is arguing that since the marriages were done outside of the law, they don't exist. Therefore, there's no need to nullify them. The conservative groups who oppose gay marriage and who are locked in this unlikely alliance with the Attorney General, who happens to be a liberal, they say that if the local officials are allowed to pick and choose which state laws they will enforce, then we will have legal anarchy and will have a broad impact on all kinds of issues ranging from environmental protection, abortion, and gun control.
Richard, what's next? What's the timetable here?
The court has 90 days to issue a ruling, and that would take us into the end of August, if not sooner. And meanwhile, the issue of the constitutionality of gay marriage is in lower courts. We have the city and several same-sex couples who have filed suit, and we expect that will work its way back up to the state Supreme Court in a matter of years.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco. Richard, thanks very much.
Thank you.